Good morning. My name is Stephen Denny. I serve as head of school here at Lighthouse Christian School, and I'm excited to join you this morning and share just a few morning manna thoughts with you today. Have you ever faced a decision that you felt was the right decision, but you knew that it would disappoint or upset a number of people? It's hard because you essentially become a target of criticism, ridicule, maybe harassment. When facing tough decisions, I often think of Noah. If it were me, would I have built the boat? Would I have built the boat if I were Noah and God had said, do this? It really helps put some perspective of my challenges that I face. If Noah were building today, I was kind of thinking through some obstacles that he would face and read an opinion article. And if you haven't ever heard this, I just wanted to share it with you. God gave present day Noah a time limit to build the ark, and Noah missed this deadline. And the Lord found him weeping and just disappointed that he couldn't come through. He said he had to get a construction permit. That took a solid minute. The building plans weren't to spec, so he had to get an engineering firm involved, and of course that took a little bit of extra time. The fire marshal and OSHA, they got involved regarding the sprinkler system and flotation devices, which is, you know, ironically a setback because it was going to rain. The neighbors got upset. Noah, you know, present day Noah would be building in his front yard, kind of getting it started. He had to get a city variance. And then there was a supply issue, and we're all familiar with that nowadays, but a supply issue of the lumber and couldn't cut down more trees because there were some environmental stipulations and regulations against that. And then, of course, the contractors to come alongside and help, they went on strike. So you get the picture. You get the picture. You can imagine, as outlandish as it would be for Noah to build that today and the challenges that he would face, the difficulty that he experienced back in his day of building that ark, to take on that project. It was such a foreign concept, and he was subjected to criticism and ridicule, maybe even harassment, but God was leading him. He was making the decision, as hard as it was. The greatest decision that we have or will ever make, depending on or where we are at this point, is the decision to follow Christ. I wonder, and certainly working with students on a daily basis, I wonder how much harder it will get to make that decision to live for Christ in terms of opening ourselves to criticism, opening ourselves to that ridicule, perhaps even harassment. It just seems that society is making it more and more difficult to stand for Christ and make that decision. The other day I was reading a post, and there's so much misunderstanding about who Christ is and what it means to follow Him. I want to encourage you today to take some time to think about and search in God's Word, what does being a Christian mean? What does being a Christian mean, and how has that changed my heart? Recently, I've been reading about Stephen. The Church of Jerusalem was trying to serve people generously, and as growth occurred, there were murmurings of discontent, and the apostles chose some men to assist them, and Stephen was the first one that was chosen. In the process of serving, Stephen started just realizing more and more that the gospel was for all men. And he was described in verse 6 of Acts, chapter 6, that he was full of the Spirit and faith. Full of the Spirit and faith. And this made some influential Jews upset. And Scripture says that they stirred up or roused up others against him and took him before the high priest for questioning. And as Stephen stood before the high priest to answer them, all of their eyes were fixed upon him. He reminded them of God's faithfulness. And they saw that his face was shining. That's what Scripture says. They saw that his face was shining as though it was the face of an angel. See, part of the part of the questioning in front of the high priest was really to read the countenance of the person being questioned to determine guilt or innocence. And based on appearance, one commentary states that it was evident that he neither feared for himself, nor did he demonstrate anger against his critics. He answered them speaking truth and love, full of grace. It was a miraculous response that indicates he was filled with the Spirit. Can we just pray for wisdom to respond to people appropriately? It's so easy to fire off at someone or jump to conclusions or say something that we regret. We can all work on our responses, maybe our social media responses. Meanwhile, the people were further enraged, so angered that they were gnashing their teeth, and they dragged him out of the city to stone him. And as he fell to his knees, he cried to the Lord to receive his spirit and to not hold this against them. You know, we are aware that Stephen was the first to be martyred for his faith, and some commentaries compare his story to that of the coming of Christ, and Christ's demeanor perhaps foreshadowing the way Jesus, who was without fault, would respond to the harshest of critics, the beating, the humiliation, death on a cross. He responded full of grace. And in the moments on the cross, welcomed a criminal to heaven and forgave the people for their actions against him. Isn't that our charge as Christians, to be more like Christ? So what? Let's pull this together. First, make the right decision. We've got to make the right decision. We have to start by the daily renewing of our mind, surrendering to Christ. Ephesians 4:22, put off your old self, which is corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed. Be renewed by the Spirit of your mind. Put on the new self, created after the likeness of God, in true righteousness and holiness. It starts with us. We must daily die to self so that we can make the right decisions, so that we can stand firm for what God is calling us, regardless of what it brings. Through prayer and listening to the Holy Spirit, make the right decision. Secondly, respond appropriately. When attacked for your commitment to Christ, for the stance that you take, for making that right decision, follow what he has led you towards. Respond full of grace. Ephesians 4, 2 and 3 encourages us with all humility and gentleness, with patience. That's loaded right there. With all humility and gentleness and patience, bear with one another in love, being diligent to keep unity of the Spirit. And number three, know that God's plan prevails. Witnessing what was happening to Stephen was none other than a man named Saul. He was stirred from this experience. One translation says he approved. Another says he went wild, and the persecution started. What happened? What happened from there? The church was scattered. And when they scattered, you know what went with them? Our Lord and the gospel. The gospel spread. God's plan prevailed, even in the most difficult times, even in the criticism, but as a result of the stance that was taken. So, in summary, let's make the right decision. Be encouraged to respond appropriately, and then just know that God's plan prevails through it all. God is good. He is sovereign, and whatever you're going through today, Christ knows. So remain steadfast in his love, and may his favor shine upon you.